everybody, and welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are happy to be queer to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session, sort of. We are in a little study hall today. We're going to talk some reality TV, specifically Traitors and Couple to Thruple is what I want to get into, because those are, like, I feel like the big ones and I have so much to say. So which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with Couple to Thruple, because I feel like it's queerer.
It is queerer, and I think that people, like, a lot of the commentary I've seen online is like, this is not accurate representation of, like, polyamory and stuff. And I don't feel like most dating shows are also accurate representations of dating. So I didn't, like, take it as like, this show is going to show people who aren't poly how to be poly or something like that. I took it as like, this is the format. It's couples who want to attempt to see if they would be interested in adding someone else to their couple, which is not the same as just like blanket polyamory. Like, that's a very specific subsector. And so I don't know. I feel like there was so much commentary on like, how come the singles don't have any autonomy and it's just all like couples privilege. And I'm like, well, that's not how it would be in the real world, but that is the format of the show.
Yeah, and like the singles do have autonomy because some of them chose not to like stay with the couple or be with the couple. But I do think a lot of the couples could have been more like accommodating to that third person. Which can sometimes be a representation of non-monogamy in real life. Like, I have a friend who was talking to someone who was non-monogamous, and she like kept trying to like push her boyfriend on her, and she was like, I don't want to be involved with your boyfriend, I don't want your boy, like, I want you, I don't want your boyfriend. And she kept trying to like involve him, and it's like, that's kind of a similar situation that I think some of them were in, where like they were obviously attracted to one person in the couple but not as into both. So then they had to decide, like, do we cut this off? And in the real world,
well, that was part of their boundary, like, though, is that you either date both of us or you're not involved with us. And that's a boundary that real couples can set.
I think it's like hard because it's not like a docuseries. Like, it's not like this is how people
live their life
as a non-monogamous or polyamorous couple. Like, it's a game show format, almost. Not a game show. Isn't the word like not a competition
it's
show?
It's a competition, but sort of. I mean, it is like you want, like, the goal is to it's definitely like, I mean, there's clearly no like winners, like no one's getting money in the end or anything. But I feel like some of the singles like wanted to be chosen and they didn't really have the choice to be like, hey, I want to like go with you guys. I also feel like there were certain times in the show where I feel like decisions and like ceremonies were held at bad times. And I'm like, well, I just feel like they might have progressed or that things would happen differently if it wasn't like, well, we have to make a decision tonight, stay or swap. And which I don't know, that was like, I just think that they could have timed that better or given them more time to just talk. Cause even when they were in thruples in between ceremonies, they had to do a lot of things as couples and like without the single. And I'm like, well, maybe you should let them all be together. I don't know.
I feel like
I think there could be some tweaking.
Production was interesting because they were trying to like make it more dramatic by being like, okay, you have to choose right now. And it just, in the real world, there's not that like sense of urgency, but like obviously reality TV is different. But yeah, it's like hard to like make that work for reality TV and have it be entertaining, but also have it be like realistic and genuine. And also, I want to say that I don't think all of those people, it was their like first time doing that. I think some of them have been.
Yeah, but they said that like I don't think that they all showed up being like, we've never tried this before. Like, I think that they were kind of like, we've dabbled a little, but we're ready to like do it for real. Because the couple that's married, Lauren and Dylan, is that their names? They had said that they've had threesomes and stuff, but I don't think they've ever had like a girlfriend. And then it sounds like Ryder and Wilder and Corey.
Them, that's who I think. I feel like they've definitely been in a throuple before.
I don't think they've been in a throuple because I think that they, but I think they've tried polyamory, especially because when they told like the stories, like they openly said, like, we have tried this before and boundaries were crossed. And we kind of like put a halt on it. So I feel like you're right. They did try it before, but I don't feel like they like hit it. Yeah. Like, I don't think they were like, we've had girlfriends and we've been successfully poly for years. True. And now we're just like hiding it to go on the show. And I feel like maybe I'm just like biased because they were actually my favorite couple.
I feel like they took the show the most serious. Yeah. I like that they actually like dipped out early. Like, usually I wouldn't like that, but like, I was like, good for you guys.
I feel like she had a little bit of things to work through, and I think she was pretty open about them. And so some people, I think, were quick to be like, you're not good for polyamory or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, no, I actually think she's just being honest about like where she is and what she's working through. And then I think they got to a point where she was like, okay, I'm cool with everything happening that is going to happen on camera, but we're not going to fuck on camera. And that's where like, I got to work through some things when we're like intimate. Yeah. I don't, I actually felt like they had really good conversations, and like, I was happy for them to leave the show, but I was almost upset because I was like, seeing their growth, I think, could have been really powerful. They are the only couple that it would have made sense to fucking bring in friends and family at the end. What the fuck was that? None of that needed to happen. Uncomfortable, unnecessary. I hated it.
And it made me think that we were going to transition like in Love is Blind, how they like go to the real world and like see how it works. And I thought we were going to get more episodes, but they were like, just like, here's your friends and family. But like, that's unnecessary. The show's over. Yeah. It was irrelevant. They could
And some of them had been together for like one ceremony, which is like what, 3 days?
Yeah.
And they're like, here's my best friend. And they're like grilling Darian, like Brittany and Sean's friend. I was like, holy what? And so it made zero sense for any single one of those couples. But if Wilder and Corey had stayed on the show and they had progressed with Denise that long, that's the only couple that it even a little bit would have made sense.
Okay. Can I put like my hands up? Cause you need to probably cut this out, but I'm pretty sure. Okay. At least Corey, maybe also Wilder. I think that they do like OnlyFans because.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
I went to her Instagram and obviously like if you're doing porn, like there's some sort of non-monogamy at play, like,
right.
You know, but I went to her Instagram and a lot of like her mutual friends and people she had tagged and stuff were people, the girl that I like run the OnlyFans like
in the industry
friends, yeah. And then he like does a lot of photography and just like the style of photos,
right?
The photos posted, I was just like, they definitely,
and that could even make more sense of why they'd want to like do the show to like, you know, even if they only gain a little bit more, that's still like a little bit more revenue. But that's, they're the ones, they're like the only ones who are still together.
Yeah, well, I kind of think her like concerns and stuff were a little bit put on because I don't know how real it was because of that. Which they still could be, obviously, like you can still have insecurities and shit if you're not monogamous or do porn or whatever. But I don't know, I just got like an inkling that it was like,
well, maybe that's why he was so like chill about like, I don't care what you do, because he's like, I already see it all the time. Yeah. But she's not used to him doing anything, like maybe that was it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I love that the girl they ended up with, she was like a sex worker too. I was like, I wonder if they all know each other. Like,
yeah, she was also a Playboy model and stuff. I actually really like her. I feel like she's a lot more personality online than they showed of her on the show, which isn't her fault, obviously. But I really like the three of them together. I think they like look really cute. I loved like seeing her get like more colorful in her style as a result of dating them. Like, I thought that was really, I don't know, I like that. I thought that they were like, not that I'm here to judge and be like, these are the couples that were ready for polyamory on this show, and these are the couples that were not. But I'm going to give my opinion. I definitely think they were ready, and I think that Lauren and Dylan were ready. And then that's kind of like the only ones that I feel like 100% on. I feel like I never really understood Brittany and Sean. Like, they were a very confusing couple to me. I like didn't really understand their vibe, but I didn't like think they should break up. I'm just like, I don't really know that I get y'all.
Yeah. I mean, they said themselves that people are always like, oh, you guys are friends. Like, you guys don't seem like a couple. You don't seem that into each other. And then, yeah, it was interesting that she kind of like claimed her bisexuality on the show. Like, she was afraid to say that. But like, I'm glad that she did. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic for sure. I feel like they have a lot of work that needs to be done out of everyone on the show. And also, what was the other couple's name? Ramon
and Ajmal were a fucking mess.
Yeah.
They did not need to be poly. That was not a good decision for them to be non-monogamous. It's not even a good decision for them to have been together.
Also, I kind of love that they like look alike, and the first guy they chose also kind of looked like them. Like, they were like,
very similar.
Yeah. It was like such a gay stereotype of like wanting to fuck someone who looks like you. They wanted to fuck two other people who looked like them.
But they, to me, kept saying things that I was like, you're just saying what you think you're supposed to say. Like, they had been with Jonathan for like a day, and they were like, come on, Jonathan, come home to us. Like, they were just saying things. And I'm like, is production telling you to say these things? Did you like, I don't know. Like, they were so cringy to me and so produced, but like self-produced, like, oh, I'm on TV, so this is what I think I'm going to say. And then like, I don't know, the way that Ramon handles conflict drove me crazy and honestly probably triggered me, because I'm like I know I hated everything about it. I took it like personally when he like couldn't communicate, and I was like, I don't even know this man. Why am I so angered by the way that he cannot, like, I don't do well as somebody who's very like outspoken and wears my heart on my sleeve. And I have a partner who shuts down when she gets mad. So maybe that's why I was kind of triggered, although she doesn't really do, like, she would never act like that. And
not to that extent. Like,
I can't understand it. And Ajmal's like trying, and these other people are trying, and he's just sitting there with a sourpuss. And I know that that is how some people cope. But to me, I'm like, grow up.
It's just like, communication is like the main tenet of non-monogamy and polyamory. Like, you got to be able to communicate, at least with your first partner.
There was that one challenge where the challenge was, when you feel uncomfortable, you need to use the word. And Ramon's like, I can't believe you went on long this. It took you to the end to use the word. I'm like, the exercise was for you to use the word, not him. The exercise was not for him to read your energy
and know
when you want him to shut it off.
Yeah.
What? And why did the couples not, like, or not the couples, why did the therapist or the coaches or whatever the fuck they were, why did they not sit them down and be like, so you guys really missed the point of this exercise? Do you see that? Like, where was, I wanted the therapist to give more therapy.
Yeah, because like, my therapist would be like, you're mind reading right now, or like, you're expecting someone else to read your mind, and people can't read your mind, and you need to communicate your thoughts. And I feel like it's obviously like a product of how he was raised, but like, you gotta unlearn that eventually, that like, you have to say it with your chest, but like, it's hard. And I'm sure in that situation it's pretty hard, but like, you have to like push yourself if you're in a space like that, I think.
Yeah. At one point though, my girlfriend called it and was like, I bet you that they're going to break up and he's going to end up just with Jonathan for a while. And I was like, you think so? And she was like, yeah. And then when it did like the roll credits, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, I missed that.
So they did like a postscript scene where they went through like every couple and like where they are today, like after film, like, cause I'm pretty sure this was filmed a year ago or whatever, or from when it was aired, it was a year old. And the three guys, so Ramon, Ajmal and Jonathan, it said they continued dating in Chicago for a bit, but then Ajmal broke up with them and they kept dating just the two of them before they also broke up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, my girlfriend literally called that was going to happen. I was like, wow. Yeah. You saw right through that, but
yeah,
fucking weird. Now, what was your take on Maximo and Ash?
I kind of loved them. They were so fun. Like, a bit messy, but like, I don't know. I liked their vibe. They were beautiful. They were fun.
Yes.
I loved the shower sex scene where they were both. Was that them where they were both picked up? I think it was, right?
Yeah, them with Junior.
Yes. Yeah. I thought they were fun. They brought a bit of like drama that was needed to the general vibe of the place. I liked them. What did you think?
I liked them. I also was like, wow, they are so fucking hot. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so attractive to look at together and separately. And then at some points, they like kind of not lost me like a lot, but I was just kind of, I guess like, yeah. The only time they kind of lost me was like the very last non-ceremony stair swap ceremony that was just like awkwardly on the couches where they were kind of like openly about the fact that Becca was like their third option. And I just thought they should have like maybe not picked anybody in that case. Yeah. And I just felt like it led for a lot of awkward conversations after. And I think they could have been friends with Becca if they hadn't picked her. So like that at that point, I was kind of like, I'm not thrilled with y'all. But aside from that, I did like them. I thought it was really interesting, though, that before they got on the before they went on the show, they said that primarily Maximo was out hooking up with other guys and Ash was out hooking up with other girls, and they kind of did that separately. And I was kind of like, I'm not sure how y'all are going to bring this together because it sounds like you don't go for the same people. And I could be like reading into things, but I felt like when they brought Junior in, I felt like Ash was doing it just for him. And then I felt like when they brought girls in, Maximo was doing it just for Ash. Like, and then he even said he was like having a harder time bonding. And I was just like, yeah, because I don't think your pansexuality extends to all women. I think it extends to Ash. And I think there could be other women that he is into, but I don't think he's just like, any woman is, I'm going to be able to like, and that's okay. That doesn't mean he's like, I'm not out here to be like, he's gay and that's it. And she's a lesbian and that's it. But like, if I were her, I probably wouldn't be okay with just any guy coming in. I'd probably be like, well, it's gotta be like, I gotta be really specific about this guy. Yeah. And I just imagine that's how he would be. I don't know. So I'm like, I'm not sure that their polyness is going to work out aside from like what they were doing. Sound like it already was going to work out to me.
Yeah. I feel like Maximo is, they're obviously very like androgynous, like non-binary. And like Ash is kind of femme, but not like,
I think that Ash is non-binary, but is femme. I think that they're both kind of femme.
They both definitely are, but I kind of want to see them with like another like non-binary kind of like switchy like mask femme, like kind of just all over the place person. And I was really disappointed that I don't even know their name, but there was kind of like a butch Asian person who like barely was in the
she
show
was so hot,
but I was like bummed. I was like, I would like to see more of this person. It just seemed like they were like passing the same people around, which like whatever, it's like who people are attracted to, but it's like I wish we got to see more of the singles because there were quite a few people that we like didn't even get to know at all, and I was sad about that.
Yeah, I really think that Brittany and Sean should have stuck with Sanu, and I think, I don't know, I just think that would have been like better for them. And then I think Darian would have ended up with Maximo and Ash. And like, I just think, I don't know that they would have worked out either, but should I try and find Maximo and Ash and Bushwick there?
Yes. Are you kidding?
They're going to be nearby. Funny.
That would be so fun.
Overall, I really liked the show. Like, I was highly entertained, and I just feel like people who have critiques of the show are forgetting that like, this is, I don't know. It's hard because how often does polyamory get featured on dating shows? So I do understand like, this is the only representation that we have. It isn't fully accurate. Cause I get that as like, there's subsectors of queer TV that's like, well, that's obviously not representative of everything also. But if you just take the show for what it was, and it was a format where couples, yes, there's couple privilege as part of the format, couples are looking for somebody. I loved it, and I hope they do another season. I low-key don't think we're gonna get another season, but I thought it was really good.
I don't know. There were like some people talking about it on Twitter, so I feel like I saw more buzz about it than I have about like Love Always or something. Like, I feel like,
yeah, that,
I feel a little hopeful. I don't think like it's definitely coming back, but I think there's a chance. It would be kind of cool to see like a format where like it's like a single choosing couples. Like, I don't know how that would work, but it like just
the
like
opposite.
Flipped. Yeah, that might be kind of cool.
Yeah, I when obviously after we watched the show, my girlfriend was like, would we like, would you ever consider us going on it? Not because like she wants to, like we were just like talking like, will we do
just
this?
say, yeah.
And I was kind of, because in our like non-monogamy life, like we've never considered having a partner, like we've never entertained that thought. And I said, I was kind of like, I would consider it on the show just because there are some like coaches and activities and things, and it's not just like thrown to like real life, but also I just would want like there to be more like group therapy than there was on the show, which maybe there was and it wasn't shown.
It's so funny because my girlfriend has always been monogamous and only wants to be monogamous, and obviously I've been non-monogamous in the past, and she, like, we were watching the show and she was like, oh, I would never do that, or I would do it that way. Like, it's so funny, like, listening to her, and I'd be like, you're not gonna do it at all. So it's so funny that you're like, theoretically, if I were on the show, I would do it like this. But I, we're friends with this like gay male couple, and I like told them about it, and they were like, "Ooh, we should go on." So that
oh my
would
God,
be
that's so funny.
Fun. Yeah,
that would be fun. I would rather us do the ultimatum. Weirdly, I will say this: the second I am a reality TV star, get me the fuck on the Traitors, because I want to be on that show so bad. Nice, but I don't want to go on as one of the like nobodies.
Yeah,
I want to go on as like, oh, she's from this show.
We tried to start Traders Australia because I heard it's kind of juicy, and it's like okay, but like I'm not as invested because I like seeing like celebrities that I already know,
right,
some of their background. But like it's like interesting, like Traders Australia, there's like a psychic on it, which I think would be cool to have like all psychics one season and see how that plays out. Like,
oh,
or you know, like would they be like, would they be able to get the traders out? And the psychic has like accurately predicted a few of the traders, like not all of them, but a few of them, and I'm like,
interesting.
Yeah,
the UK version I watched and it sounds similar, where like there's no celebrities, it's just people casted, which I don't know, it would have been cool if it was like that from the beginning, but the fact that they already gave me people from other shows, I'm like, wait, wait, no, now I want that now.
Yeah, now I'm like, yes, I love to see like the inner universe interactions. Like, I never thought I'd see fucking like Sheree from Real Housewives of Atlanta with like Parvati or
and Pilot P and
like, the fucking like politician from the UK, like,
right, it's so random.
It's yeah, it's such a mix match. But I feel like also they could have so many seasons of that, like we could easily like already have another season out because it's
yeah,
like a short
the
format.
Only downside though is that people are coming from different forms of reality TV, and I got very annoyed, and I know like the Bravo people are your people, so like it's not them personality wise, but I got annoyed at them because I'm like, do you not realize that this show is different than your regular show? Like, somebody is given the traitor role and it's not an option, like they acted like they had a fucking option to
okay,
like
but
lie,
I felt
and
like
deceive.
Peter,
like, hello.
I feel like Peter was also like that from
yeah,
Pilot
I didn't
Pete.
like him either.
He like,
well, I
yeah, act- he was like acting like people were really being murdered. Like,
and
he
now
was,
here's
like,
the difference, Cheyenne. I didn't like when the Bravo people did that. I hated Peter. That's the difference. I absolutely hated Peter because it was his smugness, because it was so lack of sportsmanship, lack of good gameplay. And you're a Bachelor person, so sit the fuck down trying to come after legends like Parvati and like, oh my God, just annoyed the fuck out of me. But I think my biggest thing is like, I wish that Sandra had been brought in as a traitor, because she is a mastermind who was underutilized.
I feel
in
like
that
we
job.
Didn't get
crazy.
To see enough of her. Yeah.
She's brilliant, and she was so good on Survivor. And I was like, I was really excited when Parvati became a traitor, but I was just like, but I want her and Sandra to have to work together. And that would, as a Survivor plan, fan would have been such a good twist, because they hated each other on Survivor. And I was like, imagine them working together on the Traitors. And oh God, I was just like,
yeah.
I don't know. I did like Phaedra as a traitor, but I didn't like Dan. And I didn't think he added to being a traitor. And I just think it, I guess they can't probably do all women, but I wish it had been Phaedra, Sandra, and Parvati.
Yeah, that would have been so much more. He was just like annoying. And like Parvati was like seeing through like Peter's like little actions and like telling Dan like what he was trying to do. And Dan was like, no, I don't think he is. And like threw himself under the bus because of it. And I think he was just like overly confident. And it was just very annoying. And I feel like they underestimated Phaedra and like didn't really see her as a threat until he threw her under the bus, which is annoying.
But some of the Bravo people didn't see her as a threat because they were like, she wouldn't lie to me, because they're used to like, they're filming their lives. And I'm like, that's not what this is.
She's like the biggest liar. And like half of them are like lying and scheming. True. Like half of Bravo shows are like, okay, I know this secret about like this woman's marriage and she's trying to pretend like she has it all together. I'm going to plant seeds to other people so other people start talking about it. And I'm not the bad guy. I wasn't talking about it. I didn't tell everyone that your husband had an affair for 15 years. Like, it's like a lot of like sneaking around bullshit. Tamara, the blonde one who got out kind of early, she does that shit. Like, she'll like tell people shit or like say things. And then she's like, I didn't say it.
Now, while that's, I'm sure, amazing television, and I'm not here to be like, I wouldn't watch that. I would watch that, trust me. But the difference is like, so that's who you like really are as a person, but then you're getting all like caught up in the moralities of this game. Whereas the gamers know, you go on Survivor, you lie, you cheat, you do all these things. And then when you leave the game, that's not who you really are. You're playing a game.
Who are you referencing? That doesn't make sense to me. About this, MJ or like others?
I don't know that it's like a single person, but like in the reunion, they even specified like the Bravo people and the gamers butted heads because they couldn't see, they couldn't get on the same page about the ethics of the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have to remember it's a game. Do y'all play like Monopoly and you really want to steal all the money from everybody around you in real life? No, like, I don't, like, it's a game.
I do think it was shady that of Trishel and CT at the end to just be like, bye, MJ. Like, I saw that.
That was actually mean. I thought that was really mean.
I think that's where a lot of their animosity came from, because like that was like fucked up.
Well, and, like, isn't MJ the only one of the three of them who like isn't famous? So like would have been, I mean, theory well, needed she, the money the most.
She is on a TV show, on a Bravo show, but I've never seen it. It's called Shaws of Sunset. I haven't seen it. I don't think it's one of their very popular ones, but like she has money and stuff. And also it kind of like bugged me. I know there was a lot of discourse online about like Trishel and her transphobia and like racism and like history of racism, and it was like they were like, by only person of color who's gonna win, like we're actually gonna win the money at the end. And like I get that it's gameplay, I get that that's technically a tactic they can use, but it just like they didn't have to do that. Like it just felt shitty. And also, how about feel CT good. Throwing her on the table and like fucking her, like, and then he jumped on the table. I was like, he needs to get his ass off of that table. Why is he on the table? Like, why are you jumping on the pile of money?
I really, really didn't want them to win. And I think it was so disappointing because season one of The Traitors with Ceri winning was so satisfying that like, then coming to season two, I was like, honestly, I didn't really want to watch after Parvati got voted off. I was like, I could turn this off right now and not know who wins and I would be sleeping fine.
That was me after Phaedra was out. And also I wanted to say when you were talking about the Bravo people, being like, she would never lie. I just have to say, Phaedra's whole MO, like her entire, she's a Scorpio, she's a lawyer. She has done, just look up Phaedra if you don't know anything about Real Housewives of Atlanta, but she's done some of the shadiest shit. She like dated a man.
That's crazy.
Or married a man who went to prison. She tried to say that she got pregnant. She like was pregnant when she first got on the show, and she was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna get him out of here early. He needs to get out of here, because like the timeline of her pregnancy and her marriage wasn't lining up. So she was just like, yeah, I think I'm gonna like give birth a few months early. Like, she just, her whole career, she's just been lying. Like, that's just who that woman is. So then Sheree, being from Real Housewives of Atlanta with her, she was on like a few seasons with her and like has been around her. Her being like, she would never lie. Like, her whole like reputation is that she's a liar and that she like lied to her best,
absolutely crazy,
one of her best friends, and like said all this fucked up shit about her and her husband, and like got kicked off the show because she went too far. Like, it wasn't just like drama, it was like serious accusations. And so for Sheree to be like, she would never lie, and for her to be like, oh, this is not how I am at all in my real life, I was like, that woman knows she's lying.
And that's the disconnect for me, because I'm like, but the gamers aren't actually like that in real life. They are playing a game.
They're just playing a game, but she's playing a game, but she is like that. It's like,
yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't get this moral high ground when you tell me, because I'm not a Bravo person, but when you tell me everything you told me, I'm like, okay, crazy, but separately, then why are they being like, oh, what we do has integrity? Like, girl, what?
It was giving Stanford Prison Experiment. Do you know about that? Did you learn about that in school?
Yeah,
like, it was giving Stanford Prison Experiment. Like, they were like, we are the good people and you guys are actually
and you are people. And you are the bad people. Like, no, you're totally right. No, that like was wild.
Fuck.
The whole peppermint thing really drove me crazy because, number one, peppermint is incredible TV. Peppermint was half the reason I turned The Traitors on. Mm-hmm. Peppermint needs to be casted for so many more reality television shows because she's great at one-liners. She always looks good. She's funny, but she's smart. And like, she was going to be there for like gameplay and strategy. Yeah. And she like fumbled what she was saying, which like anybody could do at any time. I could do it right now. And I would just edit it out of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And instead they just like harped on it. They're like, because she was like, oh, we need to find a faithful. I mean, a traitor or whatever. It was literally just like a word slip, and couldn't let it go. But I don't, I mean, obviously I don't think it was that. I think that they just,
and why would you be finding a faithful? Like, yeah, like it was just like they had to pick someone and they chose her.
I think it was an unconscious bias sort of thing where it was like, well, all we know is vibes and I'm not getting good vibes from this person. And I can't explain it, but I just think you're a traitor. And I understand it's hard, but like, cause you're playing a game and you just don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you can be like, well, I'm specifically not going to vote her out because she's trans and black. Like, I know that's not like right either to, I don't know, but their reason, their like logic came from an unconscious bias. And then there was no willingness for them to explore that. And then they won. And I was like, this was the worst season ever. What the fuck?
They should have got her ass out like after that. Like, I would have like had a vendetta against her after that. And I would have been like, okay, her next.
I know.
Yeah, even if she's a faithful, take her out. Yeah,
I don't know. It definitely didn't sit well. And the end of the season was so unsatisfying to me, but I just hope that Peppermint gets casted somewhere else because she's just incredible.
Oh, I was going to say, I think I could see them doing a Peppermint moment with like what they did with Kate, where they randomly brought her in the middle of the season.
I wouldn't hate that.
Do that with Peppermint. I could see that, like, out of everyone on the show, I think they would maybe do that with Peppermint.
I didn't need Kate to come back. And like, if she had become a traitor after coming back halfway through the season and then won, that would have even been, I don't know. I maybe would have liked it better just because of who ended up winning. Yeah. But like, just formatically, I would have hated
it
that.
It would have been
just
so frustrating. Yeah. But like, I'm glad that she kind of had like grace about it and was like, I don't need to win this. Like, that was like big of her. Like, it said a lot about her morals, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, but it was cool too, like, how she got to like, yeah, and she got to give both sides of, like, I see how, like, I thought the first time that being a traitor would be easier, and now it's hard, like, it's harder than it looks. Like, I don't know, I think it was cool, and there's not a lot of people who have the perspective of being both. Because even if they were, it was, like, for, like, a week, and then they got, like, I don't know, recruited. I also think, I don't even want to talk about him more because I hate him so much, but I feel like I might not hate Peter if he had accepted Parvati's offer and had just joined the dark side. Mm-hmm. I think I would have been like, okay, let's fucking go. And then I might have been more about
him. Yeah, because I was happy when he was going after Dan. Like, I liked him at that point, but then it just got to be too much. And, like, we kind of discussed about how, like, the Peter pals, they were, like, all white except for Kevin. Like, they were like, no people of color will be involved in our group.
And that was also bad sportsmanship because they're all living in a house together. And to be like, no, you guys can't come in. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. That was also they very don't triggering
actually
for
live
me.
There, I found out, which pissed me off because I want them to actually live there. I'm mad.
Well, yeah, that is annoying. I wanted them to like literally go upstairs to their like chambers.
Yeah, and they like go to a hotel afterwards. I bet.
Oh, that's annoying.
I know. That is annoying. Want them to live there.
I wanted them to wake up in the palace. Well, in any case, they're like, but it's not like I don't know, like people in other shows, like even Big Brother and stuff. They don't do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, if somebody comes in and you're talking about something, you switch the conversation to make it seem like you were just chit-chatting.
Yeah,
like,
not go away. I would stand outside the door.
It was actually really rude. And if I were, and I don't know, I was like triggered just because of like the stuff that's happened with me of this, like, oh God, I didn't like that. And when they were like, can you just give us a sec? I would have swung the door open and been like, no. And then come in and just sat down and been like, what are we talking about?
What are they going to do? Yeah. It was just so annoying. Like, just don't talk about it.
Bad
with them. Like, that's what you have to do. You have to like find time to talk about it and like slip away and like chat.
Right.
Like, that's the just like Dan and Poverty had to like, we're like in a room, like whispering. Like, that's part of the game is to like find time to talk about it when you can. It's annoying.
It was so icky to me. I didn't like it. The season was very unsatisfying to me. And
what would
it
you
had
change
potential.
About it? What would you change about like the format or anything? Number one, and number two, who is like some people that are in like your dream fan cast for the Traitors? Because that's something I've been wondering.
I don't know that I would change the format too much, except for like who they casted. And I don't think that like, I definitely don't think they should be allowed to let people not come into like, I don't know. I guess like you can't like make that a rule, but I just think that they should have some like sportsmanlike conduct. Like, that was really like just like the big thing for me. Dream casting, I would like other people from Drag Race to go on, but ones that like have the mind for it. Like, Peppermint was really good casting because she's an intelligent, like she could be strategic. I think Bob the drag queen would be my number one person. I did see like Alyssa Edwards was hanging out with the lead guy Alan or whatever. I think Alyssa Edwards would also be really good because she's just like very over the top and dramatic, but I don't think that she'd make a good traitor. I think she'd make a good faithful, whereas I think Bob would make a good either one.
Yeah. Okay.
And then like, I do think I liked Ek and Sue being there because I'm like a good, like I'm a big Love Island person.
I wonder if we'd ever get more. Like, I want
someone more strategic, though, because Ek and Sue, as much as I love her for who she is, I wouldn't like classify her as this like great mastermind. Like, oh, maybe Camilla from season 3. I don't know.
I don't remember her now.
I think I would have liked another. Like some more Love is Blind people, or not Love is Blind, Love Island people, like more than one. I don't know. Maybe it was just the accent that I like. Who knows? Because I just love the way that they all talk. But
yeah,
I don't know. Who else is on? Let me think about some more. Who's on your dream cast list?
Okay. Well, what I would change first is I wish that there were more traitors, at least in like the beginning, like maybe like 4 or 5. Like, sometimes I wish that there was like a larger quantity of people to try and like target or get out or whatever. I think it would
rather than recruiting them throughout when they run low too, like it feels like they're just trying to keep the game going. I agree.
If they started with more, it would be like harder to or easier, but like I think it would make it better because I think recruiting is hard in general. But my dream fan cast, okay, I was definitely talking about this. I remember one of them for sure. Do you know about the reality Von T's stuff? Did you hear about that at all? Okay, so Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, one of the housewives from the earlier seasons got arrested for like fraud and is in prison with like Elizabeth Holmes, who was also like a major like Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like in prison together right now and like friends.
Interesting. Okay.
And hosting like Barbie pageants. Irrelevant, but they are hosting Barbie pageants. Okay. Yeah. But so she went to prison and she had like multiple assistants because she was just like such a like businesswoman. And a few of her assistants started this like Facebook page to like, or not Facebook, Instagram page, Facebook page to expose her. And they like would like expose shit about the other Salt Lake City wives. And one of the people who ran the page ended up coming on the show as a housewife, and they like revealed it at the end of like the most recent season, and they were like, "You're reality Von T's," and they had like all like these receipts and stuff because her like best friend who ran it with her like exposed her basically.
Oh.
And so like basically she was pretending to be someone she wasn't the whole season, like no one knew. So I think she would make a good traitor. So I'd like to see her on it for sure. And there are a few Vanderpump Rules people who I'd like to see.
I'm actually thinking Lisa Vanderpump herself would be good on the show.
She would be funny. I think Lala Kent, I don't know if you know about her, but she's a Virgo and she mm-hmm. like strong temper sometimes. I think she would be a good faithful. I would like to see like Tom Sandoval or someone on it, even though I don't want to like give him more press, or Ariana, of course, because she like, I think she would make a good faithful, obviously.
What but about, yeah. Okay, I think Tiff Pollard could be hilarious on that show. I don't know if this counts as like reality or if she would be like in the category to get casted, but Z-Way would be fucking incredible on that show.
Yeah.
And then maybe like Pauly D or like The Situation, but like I don't think they'd make it very far, and then they'd get like murdered.
Yeah.
They'd be like a good sacrifice.
Yeah, they would get murdered so early, but it would be fun. Yeah. I don't know. There's another Real Housewives of Atlanta. Her name's Kenya. I think she would be really good. She's like the villain on the show for the past like 10 seasons. She's just like bad, but she's very entertaining. I don't know if there's anyone from any of the other shows. There were like other people I was thinking. I think mainly it was the Monica, who was reality Von T's, and a few Vanderpump Rules people I think would be really fun. I didn't really think that much about other reality shows, but I was kind of thinking maybe like Lexi from the Ultimatum Queer Love. I feel like she would be good.
I'd rather Mal.
But I feel like Lexi would be really good at it. Like, she seems more analytical and, like, cutthroat.
I think she'd be annoying as fuck. But, like, yeah, people, I could see her being good on the show, but she would annoy me.
Yeah.
I could see it.
And, or Lisa Rinna would maybe be good because she doesn't know how to stay out of people's business. So I think she would be, like, on top of everyone and, like, also accusing everyone and just be, like, messy and would cause a lot of drama that way.
I also think T.S. Madison would be hilarious. Okay. I think Nicole Byer would be good too.
Nicole Byer. I'm obsessed with her.
I just had another one, but I lost it. Yeah. No, I was just thinking like reality TV villains and like maybe Georgia Steele from Love Island. She was kind of a villain. Although I wouldn't say that she's like smart.
Yeah. But like not all of the people on this season were necessarily smart, but sometimes
that's true.
Got it right. Yeah,
that's very like, true. That's very true.
I could see like Z-Way or someone be on it because if they have like a random fucking like, I don't remember his exact title, but like the UK Congress, whatever.
Do you know Fitness Marshall?
No.
He's like a gay guy who does like fitness videos on like, he's like big on TikTok. He's really funny. I think he would be great on it too.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many like,
or like Brittany Broski.
Yeah, she would be fun.
She'd be really fun.
They have so much.
I wouldn't mind Hailey Kiyoko either.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I always want to see like more of her personality.
Yeah, you know? I want to see like more queer people in general on the Traitors. I think it would make it more fun. I wish Parvati talked a little bit about her queerness on it. I had no idea until I looked at something, or I was a tweet or something, and I found out that Parvati is queer, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, I know, because I follow her, not because she is super outspoken. I feel like she goes on and she's just like, I'm the survivor girl, and that's like the only identity she really takes on.
Well, I never heard of her until the Traitors. I've never heard of her or Sandra.
She
like,
is,
I wasn't really a survivor person.
They are legends. Like, if you ask somebody like name five survivor players, they're gonna name Parvati as one of those five. Anybody, I'm telling you. Yeah. She's like, this season of Survivor, they're talking about her. That's how like big she is.
Wow. Yeah. I do kind of want to go watch a few of the seasons now.
Of Survivor?
Yeah. If you have any recommendations for like random seasons that would be good to watch. I don't want to start from the beginning, but I want to watch like.
No. I think like anyone that Parvati or Suri is in are good seasons, but I wouldn't say like go watch all of them because the earlier seasons are like they're tough watches because they came out in like 2003. So yeah. It's different. And the show does a good job of like a lot of it stood the test of time. And then a couple things totally don't. Mm-hmm. But I so will say I was expecting when I was going through my Survivor rewatch to see a lot more problematics around race. And I was like, okay, not as many racists, tons of misogyny, tons of homophobia, but racism was a little minimal. Not there, but yeah. Minimal.
Yeah. Less than you thought. The bar is
less
low.
Than I thought.
Yeah. I also kind of want to go watch Big Brother because I've never watched Big Brother. But I don't know if I should watch like Celebrity Big Brother. I want to watch the season where all the people of color were like, we're winning. And like,
that was a really good season actually. And I think that was the last one I watched because after that it's gotten progressive. They've casted more racist people and it's gotten a lot less fun. And so I broke up with I haven't watched the last couple seasons of Big Brother and I might make my way back, but it's kind of hard to forgive them.
Yeah. I want to watch that season.
And well, that season was really good. Mm-hmm. That season was fantastic. But I have friends who are like, no, like it's better. Like, give it a go. And I was like, maybe. And then one day later, a guy got kicked off the show for using the N-word. And I was like, don't try and tell me that the show is better. Don't tell me that it's better because I told you that casting has a problem. So nope, don't ever ask me to watch this fucking show again. And they were like, okay. And I was like, no, because I'm not, because that's why. No, I was so annoyed. I was like, that was like 2 years ago. That was last summer.
That was last summer. I mean, I've heard like pretty bad things about Big Brother in general. I feel like I haven't heard many good things. Have you watched The Challenge? Do you watch that or have you watched that?
No, I haven't watched The Challenge, but people have told me to because like other shows, people I liked have ended up there, but I just haven't made my way there yet.
My ex was like obsessed with The Challenge, so I used to have to watch it every week, and I'm not a fan, but I've actually met a few people from The Challenge cast because we went to like a live show, and well, we went to Philly and she went to the live show with her friend, and I went to like a lesbian bar and hung out by myself, and then I came back and met them, and then we like went to this like bar next, like this brewery next door, and a few of the people were there, so I met a few of them, but I don't even remember which ones they were. But I'm like, I wonder if CT and Trishelle were there. Like, they could have been, they might have been.
Yeah, who knows.
I don't know
because like I don't really even I don't know, I forget who's like gone on The Challenge, so I don't really know.
Yeah, there's this really guy know. That I met there who used to pay me to like be mean to him, and so I could maybe text him and be like, who is there? I kind of want to know.
I don't even know if I'd know them though. I mean, I know that The Challenge people come from other shows,
CT, but like Trishelle.
I know them prior to The Traitors.
Yeah, I knew.
And I don't care about continuing to watch them.
I don't care about them either, but I just want to know if I've like met them maybe.
And CT was like a Big Brother person. And I was like, I don't recognize you. I'm sure I've watched this season, but I was like, I don't remember you at all. Janelle's huge in the Big Brother world. Actually, her season would maybe be a good one to watch. And the one that you're referring to, you want to look for like the cookout. That was what they called their alliance.
Okay.
The season with the cookout. That was a good season. The one season I really liked of Big Brother had a girl, a lesbian named Vanessa on it. And I don't really remember anyone else who was on that season, but I remember really liking that season because she was a lesbian.
Okay.
So maybe Google Vanessa Big Brother and watch her season.
I will.
She's
do
a
that.
Poker player. She was cool.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, this is a fun discussion.
Yeah. You want to close us out with where to find us, follow us?
All right. So if you like this episode, we are on social media at Sapphic Survival Guide everywhere except for X, which is just at Sapphic Survival. We have a Patreon, which we have a little bit of bonus content that you can sign up for a little bit of free access to. If you want to hear us yap more about reality TV or answer questions or just random things about our lives, that's patreon.com/sapphic survival guide. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mess Bean on pretty much any social media platform.
And you can find me anywhere online at The Libregina, including my website, thelibregina.com. And you can listen to my other podcast, Hello, for your Jersey Shore recaps. Season 4 is coming soon. And with that, class is now dismissed.